Hello and welcome to another episode of Now About That with James and Sarah. I'm James.
And I'm Sarah.
And on today's episode, Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year. It's our first podcast episode of 2025.
We are recording on January 3rd. Mm-hmm. So this will be coming out on January 6th. And hopefully nothing crazy will happen this January 6th.
Fingers and toes.
We will see.
Moderately concerned.
Yeah, we took about a week off, right?
Yeah, a week off.
For Christmas, I almost said Thanksgiving, and the holidays, and spent some time with the family for me, and Sarah did Sarah things.
Yes, Sarah did Sarah things.
How were your holidays?
They were good. They were good. I got some really nice presents, and I had a really good time. I got to indulge in one of my favorite pastimes, which is watching Shakespeare movies. yeah, it was pretty good. It's pretty good. Like, personally, things were good. Work was horrific, but that's a whole other story.
Well, that sounds fun. It was okay. It was busy because I drove back to Indiana and was seeing family. And we talked about the craziness that happened with my father right before I headed back. And it was all that and dealing with going to see the family to visiting. It was very different this year because my grandfather and step grandmother are in a assisted living residence place.
Wow.
So we didn't have Christmas like we usually do at their house on the farm. So that was, it was very interesting. I mean, we still had it and there was food and everything and everybody was there. And I ended up creating everybody a little gift basket with like a, so Big Lots is closing and there was a Big Lots right down the road from where I was, well, right next to where I was charging my car every time. So I would just go in there while my car was charging and I walked around and I got them all, everybody a big bowl and then filled it with like candy, a panettone. And then like there were these little really adorable little shot glasses, but I was like, they don't really look like shot glasses because they had like, they were little, but then they had like, raised dots all around them and like a pattern. And they were kind of iridescent. So I was like, what I would do with these is take, like, get some of, like, either get an actual candle or get one of those, like, battery powered candles and put it in it. And it's a good candle. It's a cute little candle holder.
Oh, that would make sense. Yeah, yeah.
So I got everybody some of that. There was like a little hot chocolate ball, like, bomb thing that I got everybody. And then some other candies and stuff that I just kind of put in there. It was just kind of, I walked around and spent like $200 on stuff and forever, like all. I think I ended up making seven or eight of them.
Damn, that's a pretty good deal, actually.
Yeah, I mean, everything was 10% off except for the food, which like all the candy and stuff wasn't 10% off. So really, the only things that I bought that were 10% off were the bowls and the little shot glass things and candles. I got everybody a candle too.
Oh, nice.
Other than that, it was kind of just visiting with the father, and I saw my grandmother a couple times, and we went to breakfast and everything like that. My dad ended up having to pay $625 to get his car out of impound from Thursday because they wouldn't let anyone, they wouldn't release the car to him, and they wouldn't release him until Monday. So it was there from Thursday, Friday, early Friday morning until I think it was Tuesday we went and got it. Monday or Tuesday we went and got it. I don't remember when. So it was $625 for him to get the car out.
Damn.
It's incredibly annoying. And he was like, well, now I don't know what I'm going to do because I don't get paid again until, because he's on Social Security. So he doesn't get paid again until the middle of January.
Right.
So he had like no money left. And he was in jail now, they apparently give you this little card. If you have any money on you, they don't give you money back. They give you a little prepaid debit card that you have to then like use. And the jail that he was in, it's the Monroe County Jail. They didn't do anything that they were supposed to, which shocker there. And I'm really annoyed with them. And I'll tell you a couple of reasons why. So there's a form that they're supposed to fill out that tells you how much money you have on the card, and then what the PIN number is, because when they set it up, when they put money on it, they put a PIN number on it. They didn't tell him what the PIN was. There's nothing on that form that they filled out. And then he said that when he got checked in, they were like, they made him like get undressed and shower and everything. And he apparently fell in the shower and was bleeding. And the person that was there with him didn't help him, didn't come over to like give him a Band-Aid or anything. He said he had to sit there with a paper towel on his arm, holding it until it stopped bleeding. And they never gave him a bandage or anything, or took him to the infirmary or anything like that. I was like, that kind of sounds like abuse and something that you should be able to sue the prison for.
Right.
Because they shouldn't, if you fall, they should have to help you. It doesn't matter if you're naked. You're in the shower. Obviously, you're naked. But you fell.
Right.
You hurt yourself. You were obviously bleeding because you have a gash on your arm from where you were bleeding, and they didn't do anything for you. So I'm super pissed off about that, and he doesn't seem like he's going to do anything about it. And the other thing, he couldn't call out to anyone. They gave him a code that he was supposed to use, and every time he tried to use it, it kept saying that there was an error, so he couldn't actually call anyone. And that's why no one knew, until my brother, I think, is the one that called and talked to my aunt called once, and my brother actually called, my brother called and confirmed that he was arrested and in the prison. But he said that the code that they gave him wouldn't work, so he couldn't call anyone. I was like, well, did you ask for a new code? Did you tell someone that it wasn't working? He said, no, I didn't ask for anything. I just kind of went. I was like, you couldn't tell anyone that you were in jail, Dad. No one knew what was going on.
Right.
So I was super pissed the entire time he was talking about it. And then it was just this whole thing looming over the entire visit. Incredibly frustrating. And I looked at him and I was like, hey, at least two of the Martins had a run in with the law this week, because I also had my stop that I had to deal with. And I sent in the $25 for a court date, and I'm going to go in and appeal it, or say that. Here's the thing. When he told me the law, it was the law that I apparently broke. It was, I had to move over. There was nothing about move over or slow down. And the law technically says move over or slow down. If it's not safe to move over, you have to slow down.
Right.
Which I did. So I technically was in compliance with the law. And then the other thing is the $105 that he wrote it for, which is above what you're allowed to write a citation for. So I technically think it should be thrown out just because of those two factors, but we'll see.
I mean, I also think it should be thrown out, but not just for those two factors, but just because it's you. Like just what the fuck? Like, don't charge him money. Leave him alone.
Well, it's also like, the only thing I do is speed. And I don't speed where it's unsafe. I typically am like in open space where there's not very many other cars. Mm-hmm. And I'm not like taking corners going an excessive amount of speed.
Right.
At most, I'm doing like maybe 10, 15 miles over the speed limit, which is pretty regular if you ask most drivers.
Sure.
I'm never doing anything crazy like 90 miles per hour.
I believe you.
For a sustained period of time. I guess I should add that in there, because I do sometimes go 90. But it's only for like to get around someone that's going really slow.
I'm over here like, mm-hmm. I've been on several road trips with you, and
I don't think I've ever driven a car with you that I've gone over 90 miles per hour.
Yes, you have.
For a sustained period of time. The silence is lying. She's lying. For more than 5 minutes, I've never gotten 90 miles per hour.
I feel like 5 minutes is a long time going 90 miles per hour.
No.
Hold on. Wait. Because, like, how many revolutions is that? Because that's a lot.
Revolutions? What does that mean? What does that matter?
So, because you're tired. Okay, so you're going 90 miles per hour, right? What's that broken down by minutes? How fast are you going per minute?
I don't know.
That's why I'm like, wait. Because, like,
I don't even know how to do that math.
I don't even know how to do that math either. But I mean, that's not surprising. I'm terrible at math. Which we already know.
I mean, wouldn't you just multiply 90 times 60?
I mean, maybe. Now we have to look. I mean, I guess that's the only.
I don't think that's right, though, because it's 5,400. But I mean, it would still be 90 miles per hour. So what is that? 90 divided by 60? That's 1.5.
1.5 miles a minute. So in 5 minutes. In 5 minutes, you've gone how many miles?
7.5. I don't think that's true, though.
That's a pretty long distance. No, though.
No, that's not right. That can't be right. It's 1.5 miles for the full hour.
If you're going 90 miles per hour, that means you're driving 90 miles in an hour, friend.
Yeah, no, that's true. So yeah, 7.5 hours, 7.5 miles. It's fine. It is what it is.
That's pretty far, friend.
I mean, hey, at least we'll get there fast.
I mean, true, but... I mean, I honestly am just reminded at this moment of, but did you die? And the answer is no. I never died while riding with you, so.
Were you ever in danger is also a good question. And the answer is...
Probably.
Depending on what you consider danger. Because I consider danger almost hitting someone or losing control. And I never lost control of... Well, that's not true. I've never lost control of a car where there weren't slippery conditions, as in snow or ice or something like that.
Okay.
I haven't.
But what about that time that you, I don't think it was slippery or rainy that day, when you like full on curbed your car?
Okay, no, that's not the same.
Really? You didn't lose control of it at that moment when you curbed it?
No, because I wasn't paying attention. And I was turning into a parking lot and didn't see the curb where I was turning into, and also trying to find it on my GPS on my phone. This is before I had CarPlay, so now it's much safer. And that only happened once. I'm almost 36. In my 15 plus years of driving, it only happened one time.
I think.
Yeah, I'm a safe driver.
Of driving.
Listen, how many cars have you totaled? That's the question I should be asking.
Two.
You know how many cars I've totaled? One, but it wasn't my fault.
Neither were mine.
Well, I mean, based on the report, one of them, it says it is.
While I was trying to turn, and then that was the Chevy I had before.
Yeah.
And then the Cadillac, they T-boned me. Like, they were going too fast. Also, the police officer, again, Bloomington cops, because fuck those guys. And the cop wrote in the thing saying that I died. I fled the scene. Oh, and by the way, I was a man.
Was that the cop or was that the reporter, the person that put it in the report?
They were going off of the police report. Like, it was all shit all the way down, let's be real. So.
But anyways. What else has been going on? We don't really have much to talk about, and also I'm kind of hungry and I just finished cooking, so we might end pretty quickly. So this might be a very fast first episode.
No, that's totally fine with me. I'm good. I've been playing video games. I myself am going to go make dinner here in just a little bit. I'm going to make some pizza. But yeah, no, everything's pretty groovy. Just work. How about you? How are things?
Things are going. Oh,
you went to go see my mom.
I did, yes. I just went and saw her and she said hello. And she told me about all of her ailments over the last year or so. She got bit by a few ticks, and got, what was it? Some type of fever.
Oh, yeah. Rocky Mountain Spotted Fever.
Yeah, Rocky Mountain Spotted Fever. And then I guess at the same time, while her immune system was also already compromised, she also got Poison Ivy and then got a scar from Poison Ivy.
Oh, see, you know more than I do. Mom never told me about the Poison Ivy part.
No. But it was nice. We did talk about you a little bit and the fact that she wasn't happy when you said you got the same kind of car that you totaled out and had a lot of issues with before.
I didn't have a lot of issues with the other car.
Yes, you did. The engine was blown or was getting ready to go out.
On my Chevy?
Yes. You had to have a recall, and I think they had to end up replacing the engine in your car. There were a lot of issues with that car before someone hit you.
Hit me.
Before it was totaled out. There were a lot of issues with that car.
I guess I don't remember that.
There was something wrong with the engine where it But
I thought that was the van.
No. I mean, there was a lot of things wrong with
There were a lot of things wrong with the van. There were a lot of things wrong with my second Cadillac.
Tom Reaper.
Yeah, Tom Reaper was the van.
People broke into it and got dirty in your van.
Correct. And then there was that other time that somebody broke into it and just left the door open so the battery died.
Yeah, that sucks.
What was the reason behind that? Like, really? Come on. There was nothing worth stealing and you couldn't even close the goddamn door. obviously I'm broke. I'm
I think they thought it was a work van. That would be my assumption. They probably thought it was a work van and it had tools or something in it they could steal and sell.
Yeah, probably.
Because it was a white, big white old Ford van. Chevy van?
It was 1988 Chevy Astro.
So yeah, it was a really old Chevy van and
not
in the best shape. Yeah. And why did we call it Tom Raper?
Because it was a white panel van. And literally when I pulled up beside my sister and her friend to pick them up, my sister's friend grabbed her hand and took off running. And Hannah had to stop and be like, no, that's my sister.
That's funny.
Was like, no, we're not going anywhere near that van. And I was like, oh my god, I'm so sorry, I promise it's me. Jesus. But Tom Raper RV was a company in Indiana. I don't know if they're still a company.
Oh, that's a good question. Are they?
But we used to call my van Tom Raper because rape is bad, friends.
There's now Tom Raper Insurance.
Oh.
And I think they sold Tom Raper to Camping World.
Okay. I knew somebody with the last name Raper. My sister's godparents, their last name was Raper.
So yeah, it said that officially all three Tom Raper RV dealerships have been taken over by Camping World.
Hmm. Well, that's another thing that no longer exists in Indiana. Which, you know, that one, I understand that it's their name, but at the same time, like, change your name, friend.
Yeah, right?
like, please.
Well, do you want to do the cliche thing where you talk about goals that you've set for 2025, if you have any?
Sure. Do you?
I mean, I don't have any, so.
Let's see. I didn't set anything really major for this year, other than I would like to break some bad habits. I'd like to get back into school, and I would also like to travel more. So those are things that I would like to do.
Did you ever look into applying for like the financial hardship thing for your?
I did. I have to finish submitting the paperwork.
We'll do it. Do it.
I'm gonna. Your face.
I don't really have any goals. I kind of would like to move into a new role or position within the company in 2025. So I've started applying for new jobs that are hybrid / not specific to a facility, because I'm really just tired of reporting to a facility and have it like working for operations. So I just applied for a instructional designer role. I applied for a couple of other positions recently too. So hopefully something will happen with some of those.
Fingers and toes crossed.
We shall see. Let's see. What ones did I apply
Do you think for? That, because you're going to be graduating here soon, aren't you?
October. Yeah.
So after that, do you think you're going to go for a different degree, or do you think you're done with school after this?
I think I'll be done with school, and I'm going to start looking into a position for teaching, like at a college.
Oh, that'd be pretty cool.
So senior instructional designer is the one that I just applied for today, and it is in Marlboro Sales, which is in Massachusetts.
Right.
Professional education training manager, principal training specialist, global compliance.
Okay.
So those are all I've already been pre-qualified for, and one of them has been routed to the manager.
Oh, nice.
But it's the one that's been routed to the manager has been routed to the manager since like November. So I don't know. I don't think anything's happening with that. And I already contacted the manager and never heard anything back from them. So I'm not going to look forward or keep it on my radar because it doesn't seem like it's happening. They just apparently suck at responding to whether you are or not being moved into the position. It's kind of annoying.
Right. Gross.
But other than that, just kind of finishing my degree with at least hopefully a 4.0. We'll see. We'll see.
Fingers and toes crossed.
Yeah. I mean, I have one class left after these two that I finish, and then the rest of them are for the dissertation prep.
Right.
And then the last one is dissertation prep, and that one's in, I don't remember when it starts, but it starts closer to October, 10 weeks before the middle of October. So it'll start in like September, August. So we will see.
All right. Well, what are you going to eat for dinner?
So I made some chicken with gorgonzola cheese on top and put it in the oven. And then I have a side of very, very elegant macaroni and cheese.
Love that. Love me a good mac and cheese. Oh, speaking of mac and cheese, well, specifically mac, What is your favorite type of noodle? Do you have a favorite type of noodle?
I don't.
You just like all noodles?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not really huge into pasta because it's just, to me, there's not very much diversity with pasta because of the sauce component portion of it. There's always either a creamy tomato base or like oil-based pasta sauce. And I don't really love tomato-based pasta sauces, and I eat too much cream-based, like maybe once a month or like once every quarter or something like that. But I would say if I want a pasta, my favorite is probably gnocchi.
Mm.
Which is weird because it's questionable as to whether it's a pasta because it's a potato pasta. But it's not like what you think of when you think of traditional pasta, like cacciatore or spaghetti or anything right. like that.
Right, right.
But like that, and then instead of like boiling it, saute it in the pan to where it kind of crisps up, and then add like some kind of sauce. It doesn't necessarily have to be like the three that I just named, but some type of sauce. Like Ryan usually does like a butter sage sauce, which is really pretty good. Garlic butter sage. What about you?
I think it really depends. But I would say most times I like me a good egg noodle.
Okay. Just,
you know, regular old egg noodle. But I also really love cavatappi. I remember whenever we would go to Noodles and Company, that the pesto mushroom cavatappi was always my favorite.
Is that like the corkscrew one?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I also like orzo pasta.
Ooh, I do like me some orzo.
Because it's kind of like a quick and easy way to, it's nothing like it, but it's, if you just make like orzo pasta and then throw some butter and cheese in it, it's kind of like, and like cracked pepper, it's kind of like a cheap, quick version of, what am I thinking of?
I don't know.
Risotto.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's weird because it's kind of like rice, but it's pasta.
Yeah, but it's pasta. All right, well, you ready to call it a podcast?
I guess this is going to be, I think, our shortest podcast ever, aside from like our little trailer.
I think so. I think it is.
All right, well, thank you for listening to this week's episode of Now About That with James and Sarah. If you like this episode, please give us a like, a comment. Don't forget to follow or subscribe. If you would, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen, as this will help get the podcast out to more people and help us grow. Feel free to follow us on social media. Our handle everywhere is at Now About That Pod. So if we don't come up in the search history, then we are not in the platform. We're not on that platform. Wow. If there is a specific topic you would like us to discuss on the podcast, feel free to email us at nowaboutthatpod@gmail.com. Visit our website, www.nowaboutthatproductions.com, or you can leave us a voicemail or send us a text message with anything you would like us to discuss on the podcast. Our phone number is 765-557-4170. Thanks again for listening, and we hope you have a great week since this will be coming out on Monday. And Happy New Year again, everyone.
Happy Sarah, New Year.
Happy New Year, and have a great rest of your weekend.
You too. Enjoy your dinner.
You too. Bye, everybody.